as we draw close within your sanctuary this night, it is our pleasure from the realms of spirit to bring through to you the energies, the light, and the understanding that you as individuals are searching for upon your pathway. The task that you have placed for yourself in this particular incarnation is one of many challenges. It is a very challenging time upon the planet. There is much change taking place. And of course, when much change does take place, it often takes the form in many ways of, shall we say, a disturbance or a disruption, at times also destruction. Because once the elemental forces start to become out of balance, as they are upon your planet at this time, then that unbalance is experienced in the form mainly of a destructive nature. So to give you a higher understanding of what is actually taking place, the elemental forces themselves, it is not in their nature cycle to cause destruction upon the planet, for it is the elemental forces that make up the planet. And so there would be no purpose for any of the individual elements to cause destruction to another of the elemental forces, because they are all created and all, shall we say, designed to work together, to work in a perfect balance. And in this perfect state, there is no destructive cycle that takes place. So what you are seeing at this time is the influence of not just this particular generation or civilization of mankind, but you are seeing the effects of man's input or energies upon the planet that have not been, shall we say, in accordance with the laws of nature. And this in its completeness has caused the imbalance of the elements upon the planet at this time. So we do not wish to bring alarm or discomfort to you. We wish to bring you the knowledge and the understanding that it is just part of a cycle, and that you can all play a very important role in, shall we say, rebalancing and repairing the energies of this planet. And the simplest way to do this is for you to acknowledge and to understand those elemental forces, and not just the physical form of those forces, but also the spiritual energy that is within those forces, those spiritual energies that have formed this collective of nature to give the opportunity for spirit souls as yourself to incarnate within the physical form on this planet, so that you may have the experiences that are required for you, for your involvement, for your learning, and for your experience to further you along your pathway of light. And so this particular dimension of light, which you call the physical world, is but one of the dimensions that exist. It is a very important dimension, for it gives you a great opportunity to experience many things that you cannot experience on higher dimensions of life, because the things that exist on this planet do not exist there. And so it gives it a great purpose and a great reason for you to be here. So if you can understand and if you can think about that your true nature is that of a spirit soul, and each spirit soul has the opportunity, if it chooses, to change its vibration into a more dense rhythm, a more dense cycle, which you call this physical form, and to enter into this particular vibration, you must go through that incarnation cycle where you are born or birthed within into the physical world. This is the only way for shall we say, a spirit soul on its evolutionary path to enter into the physical plane. It must go through that birthing, that reincarnating cycle. And this is what you have all achieved. So it is that particular, shall we say, exercise in itself is a great achievement for you, for a spirit soul to arrive at an understanding of itself that it does need to be within a physical form to carry on its lessons and its understanding. To place yourselves here is a significant sign for yourselves that you are willing and that you are capable of directing yourself and fulfilling the purpose, the higher purpose that your spirit soul has. And so we encourage you to not waste time whilst you are on this planet. In a life experience, as you count your life experiences in this yearly cycle, you understand that it is a very short amount of years, a very short amount of year opportunities that you have on this earth plane at this particular time to achieve what it is that you are here to do. And so we ask you a simple question, is that have you attuned yourself? Have you asked yourself, what is your purpose? What is your task for being here? For being in the body that you inhabit? For being in the family? For being in these jobs and these houses and these places upon the planet that you are? It's not by accident, it's by purpose. It's by a higher purpose created by yourself through your free will and through your will, your connection to that soul aspect of yourself. And so if you can also think and understand that your spirit soul has an individual vibration, an individual sonic that is personal and single to your own spirit soul vibration. Now, of course, all those vibrations at a higher level or a higher dimension of life experience do unite into that one vibration, that one collective. But when you journey to these dimensions like this physical plane, your own energy is your own imprint. It's your own aspect of that great spirit soul, that collective energy of yourself that you are. And so it is a very challenging task for you to try to link with that sonic of yourself, with that vibration of your spirit soul, so that you may attune yourself to the highest energy that you can possibly be, so that you can attune yourself to fulfill those tasks and those achievements that you are here to do. And so we do wish to give you that encouragement, to give you that trust in yourself, that you have a knowing within yourself of your purpose and of your pathway that is ahead of you. And so allow yourself to trust yourself when you are making decisions, when you are choosing directions or choosing anything within your world. Allow yourself to have the trust that you are the one that knows. So often people can be misguided in the sense that perhaps through not wishing to take on that full responsibility, the fears that can be a part of us or a part of you, they make you search outside yourself for someone else that can give you the guidance and give you the answers. Now, we're not saying to entirely not to do this, for often it is needed to have someone reflect to you thoughts and energies that you may require at this time. But we just want to encourage you that within yourself, you have all the knowing that you require. And it is the challenging task for you to try and unlock that and to try and tune in to that for yourself. But we say to you that it is completely possible for you to achieve this. And so we encourage you to find pathways, to find like-minded people that can also encourage you and that can assist you to achieve this wonderful aspect of yourselves, where you can trust yourself, where you can find the answers within yourself and follow the purpose and the pathway that you have already set in motion. And we leave you with the sonics of these energies, of these thoughts, and we wish you well with light upon your pathways ahead. So be it.